Believing Bullshit by Stephen Law. The one-sentence summary. Our cultural landscape is riddled with intellectual black holes, but by understanding the techniques that people use in order to create them, we can avoid being sucked into these intellectual flytraps. What the book says. Significant numbers of people believe that aliens built the pyramids, that the Holocaust never happened, and that the World Trade Center was brought down by the US government. These self-sealing bubbles of belief can trap even the most intelligent of us and can pose significant dangers in scientific reason, religion, relativism, brainwashing, button-pushing, bias, and even the power of anecdote. In order to immunise ourselves against the wiles of cultists, religious and political zealots, conspiracy theorists, promoters of flaky alternative medicines, and proponents of crackpot theories, we need to understand 8 mechanisms that they use to create and maintain these insidious belief systems. Number 1. Playing the mystery card. This involves making unjustified appeals to mystery, such as suggesting that it is, quotes, beyond the ability of science to decide. However, few scientists believe in scientism, the idea that science can explain every legitimate question. 2. But it fits. This is coming up with ways of making evidence and theory, quotes, fit after all. Any theory, no matter how absurd, can be made consistent with the evidence. It is often combined with an approach the author calls the blunderbuss, firing off endless salvos of apparent problems with your opponent's theory, many of them irrelevant or simply invented. Number 3. Going nuclear. This is exploding a sceptical or relativist philosophical argument that appears to bring all beliefs down to the same level. This essentially forces a draw in any debate. Number 5. Moving the semantic goalposts. This dodges possible refutations by switching back and forth between meanings to confuse the issue. Number 5. I just know. This claim suggests that the truth of someone's belief has somehow been revealed to them, for example by some sort of psychic or God-sensing faculty. Number 6. Pseudo-profundity. This is the art of making the trite, false, or nonsensical appear both true and deep. These are often word plays or statements that create the illusion of a profound insight into the human condition. A deepity involves saying something with two meanings, one trivially true and the other profound sounding but false, such as, love is just a word. 7. Piling up the anecdotes. Anecdotes are in most cases almost entirely worthless as evidence, but they can be highly persuasive when offered in great quantity. And 8. Pressing your buttons. This relies on certain kinds of non-truth-sensitive techniques for shaping belief, including isolation, control, uncertainty, repetition, and emotional manipulation. Religions, for example, deploy meditation and prayer, isolation, collective singing and chanting, architecture through imposing buildings, giving and ritual.